So welcome back to the next session of Guidestone University, and we've been looking at three things that I learned during an incredibly chaotic time in my life and in my work. The first one was leaders need help. We looked at that in the last session. In this session, we're going to look at I have more to give. And I learned that even though I was going through something that was so challenging that I did not know at times how I could move forward, I learned that I could give more. You remember the story of the young man that called me that day when I felt like my world was falling apart, literally crumbling around me. And in the midst of that raging white water, that raging river, a young man was thrashing around at that moment in the water. And I had to make a decision. What was I going to do? And Sarah and I, we made the decision to pull that young man into our raft. And as soon as we did, all of the voices start, right? You're a fool. You don't have time to even help yourself. How are you going to help somebody else? You need help. Your family needs help. Your organization needs help. Your team needs help. And all of those things that we hear when we reach out and when we step out or when we do something, all the voices start. And in that time in my life and in my work, I learned that even though I was navigating some of the most challenging whitewater I'd ever experienced, I could give more. I could contribute more. And in fact, as I began walking that path and navigating that path, that part of my journey, what I found was that making a contribution outside of my home and outside of my work and outside of myself actually prepared me to be better inside my work. It prepared me to be better inside my home, and it prepared me to be better inside myself. By investing time and energy into someone else taught me that I could give more, and so can you. See, maybe today your work just isn't fun anymore. Maybe your work was never fun. Maybe you took the job because you needed a paycheck or you needed to provide for something, or you had these bills that you just had to cover. Maybe you're listening to this session and you work for a boss who's just a knucklehead. You're trying to figure out how to operate and how to navigate that situation. Maybe you feel like your boss doesn't even care about you. Maybe they don't even know who you are. Maybe you're here and you're listening because you've recently received some devastating news and you're trying to navigate a challenging health situation or a challenging family situation. Maybe your family's falling apart. That's bound to be the case with something. You're navigating some challenging circumstance in your life or in your work. Maybe you've made some unfortunate mistake, whether it's at work or at home or with your spouse or with your kids or with someone you care deeply about, and you've never been able to figure out how to make that right. Whatever your situation is bad, it's painful, it's challenging, and you need help. But there's somebody just ahead of you in the river. They've been thrown out of their own raft. Maybe they're on your team. Maybe they're one of your customers. Maybe they're one of your clients. Maybe it's a spouse or significant other. Maybe it's a child, one of your children, one of your grandchildren. Somebody needs help, and you've got to make a decision. You cannot hesitate. Their entire future and yours is at stake. What are you going to do? You have more to give. And here's what I want us to do today. There's a couple of action steps. Number one, in the midst of what you're going through right now, number one, I want you to write down somebody who needs help. And then number two, how can you help them today or this week or in the near future? And then we'll see you in the next session of Guidestone University.